Page Samachai. Choros da Chesam Irbez. Again, the amazing Agaritas of Yeshua and the philosophers of Athens. Samachai. Islan Beira Bedabra. We have a well in the field. Aila Lamasa. Bring it up to the town. Move the well, which is located in the field. We challenge you, Rabbi Yeshua, bring it to town. Bring it to the city. Amarle, he said, okay, no problem. Says to them, Apshilu li chavle mifare v'aile. If you spin me some ropes, chavle, mifare, from bran, from the bran of the flower, then aile, then I'll bring it up. Make me a rope out of bran. Spin me a rope out of bran, and I'll wrap it around the well, and I'll drag the well into town. So they said to him, "Umi ikad mefashal chavli mifare? Is it possible to spin a rope out of bran?" Amar lahem, "Umi ikad maisi bera midabra lamasa? Is it possible?" He said back to them, "You think that's impossible? Well, it's equally impossible to bring a be'er, a well, from the dabra, from the field." To the masa, to the town. Okay? As Rashi explains, just see Rashi, Asu li chavalim misubin, make me ropes out of bran. V'im einchem osin she'lasi, and if you don't do what I ask of you, hafani lo aseh she'laschem, I'm not going to do what you ask of me. So you want something impossible, I want something impossible.
Seems good. To be common.
Still.
It's always like, do this, and it's right. Like... You would think that he's going to ask, like, right. That's, like, the strange thing, and then, like, the other thing is stranger.
Right. Because when a person, right, because the sages of Athens, they're blinded by their own bias. So they say something which seems so poshut to them, right, or it seems so ridiculous to them, and then he says it back to them, and all of a sudden, they're like, wait a minute, that's not possible. Like, right, and what you said is also not possible. That person gets tripped up in their own words. And when a person becomes, again, nogeya b'davar, you start to see things in a warped way. All right, so let's see. Let's see what our Rabbi the Gra does with this. Islan beira b'davra aila l'masa. There is a field. There is a well in a field. Bring it to the city. Bring it to the town. Ha'inyan kavo shenamar. Now, but I guess before we jump right in, the whole piece, most of the piece, is centered around the psukim and parshas of Vayetze. When Yaakov Avinu meets Rachel by the well. Okay, so just the chaz of those psukim for a second. I'm just going to read out of the Chumash. For each is parachav tes. Vayisa Yaakov raglov, vayelech arts of v'nei Vayar v'hinei be'er basada. Yaakov looks up and he sees a well in a field. V'hinei sham shlosha edrei tzon. He sees that there are three groups of sheep, three flocks of sheep, rov tzimala, that are camped out around it. Kimina be'er ha'hi yashku ha'adarim. Right, the shepherds are sitting there with their sheep because from the well they will give to drink to their flocks. Va'evin gedola al pi be'er. But the pasuk says that there was a big rock on top of the well. V'nesu shama kol adarim. So when all of the shepherds would gather, then galu ha'evin me'al pi be'er. V'hishku ha'satzon. And they would give the animals to drink. And then they would put the rock back on its place. So Yaakov comes to town. Vayomer lehem Yaakov, Achav, my brothers, me'ainatem, where are you from? Vayomer michoran anachno. Vayomer lehem hayadatem es Lavan ben Nachor. Vayomer yadanu, you heard of Nachor? You heard of Lavan? Yeah, of course. Of course we know him. Vayomer lehem hashalom lo, how's he doing? Vayomeru, shalom. He's good. V'nei Rachel bito ba ematzon. And that's his daughter Rachel. Coming down the road. Vayomer, and then Yaakov gives them muster. He says, Hein od hayom gadol, lo eis ha'asev ha'mikne. It's not time to gather in the animals yet, so why are you sitting around? Hashku atzonu l'churu. Give the sheep to drink, and get back to grazing in the field. Vayomer, lo nuchal, we're not able to remove the rock. Adesher yasfu kol adarim v'galos evan me'al pi aber. We have the whole chaver here, then we can push off the rock together. V'yishkinu atzon. Odenam bedaber imam. He's in the middle of speaking to them. V'rachol ba'a matzon, asher la'avia ki ro'ah hi. She was a shepherdess. And when Yaakov sees Rachel, bas lavan achi imo, coming with the tzon, vayigash Yaakov, vayogal es ha'evan mi'al pi ha'be'er. Yaakov rolls the rock off of the bear, and he gives the sheep of Lavan to drink, and he kisses Rachel, they start to cry, and everything. Okay. Says the Gra, this is the Be'er Basada. Who are the three groups of sheep? Why is this the place where Yaakov and Rachel first meet? So let's see. Says the Gra, Kamoshe Nemar, Inyan Kamoshe Nemar, Be'yar, V'hinei Be'er Basada. Ratzalomar, what is a Be'er? A Be'er is not just a well of water, but a Be'er is anything that we draw in Mayim Mila Torah. A well sustains life. Any of the wellsprings of our existence, whether it's the Torah that we draw from, whether it's the Tzaddikim that we draw from, whether it's the special times, Shabbos is called the Be'er. The Be'er is the Be'er Mayim Chaim, it's that wellspring of life that sustains us. Just like the water sustains a person physically, this Be'er Mayim Chaim, Yaakov Avinu, is helping us to remove the rock from on top of the Be'er, to be able to draw Elokus into our life. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Osi azvu mekor mayim chayim lachsov v'chulu. You have abandoned me. I, Hashem, the mekor mayim chayim. I'm the source, I'm the wellspring of true life. Lachsov, to carve out, you know, be'eros, the end of the Pasuk, I don't remember exactly, be'eros something. Wells that are basically empty. I mean, you traded away the spring of life. You traded away an endless flow of water, of bracha, of hashpa, of life, of sustenance, right? For avodah zarah. That's what Yirmiyahu Navi is yelling at them about. V'nemar samuni no tera. You've made me a guard. What does that mean? You've made me a noter, right? Like the Tuer Karta, guardians. You've made me a guardian. What does it mean? You made me a guardian. The Gemara says, this is based on a Gemara in Chagig on Daf Yud Gimel, Mi garam li lios shamesh la'avodas alilim. Who caused me? Mi Hashem, is Hashem speaking. Who caused me to be the shamesh of the Ovdei Kochavim? Hashem says, who causes me, kiviyachol, to be weakened and to become subservient to the nations of the world? V'nimtzar hakol l'chitzonim. And the answer of the Gemara is, the averos of Klal Yisrael is what causes Hashem to be weak. In other words, you drain the well. We empty out the well. It's not just like the first pasuk from Yirmiyah, that you've abandoned the source of life, you know, to chase after empty cisterns, right? But Hashem now is forced to almost protect the interests of what? Of the Goyim. Your Averos, you handed Rome over. You destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Your Averos gave away our connection. V'zehu basada v'chelko shel ish sada. And of course, everything in the world of Athens and Yerushalayim, of Rome and Klal Yisrael, is the world of Yaakov and Esau. Right? So the Be'er Basada means that our wellsprings, our source of life, again, the Be'er could be the Beis HaMikdash, right? And there's a strong undertone of that here. If you look in footnote 8:23, HaBe'er Dahainu Makom Kadosh, Hi Basada Nimsera Lechitzonim. That holy place, a Be'er means a holy place, certainly Beis HaMikdash, has been given over to Esav, right? Esav is the Ish Sada. So they basically, the philosophers of Athens are saying to Yeshua, oh look how all of your sustenance, look how all of your strength has been given to us. It's now in the field. We're the world of the field, the world of Esav, the world of Edom. Yeshua, is there any way for you to bring it back to the capital city, to bring it back to Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, to bring it inwards, like Yaakov, Ishtam, Yoshev, Olim, can you bring it back home? Ve'ein kiyum liYisrael v'gulasam ela b'zchus shloshas avos, ki adua. And salvation, redemption, gu'ula, everything we have is b'zchus avos. Right? Everything we have is b'zchus avos. Maybe that's part of the idea of, you know, pirkei avos between Pesach and Shavuos. Of course, Avos in that context means what? It means, you know, the sages. Right? But the Avos are the Avos. The Gemara actually says in Brachos, Ein Koren Avos Ela Shlosha. Which leads to the question, because sometimes Hillel and Shammai are called the Avos Ha'olam. Avos is a term that's uniquely reserved for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And they created, right, Achot HaMashulash, they created a three-ply cord. they created a chazaka that can't be severed. So the salvation, the fact that we are forever, is very much rooted in the fact that we made it from an Avram to a Yitzchak to a Yaakov. And we're going to talk. There were struggles along the way. Avram had a Yishmael. Yitzchak had an Esav. Yaakov had his own opposition. We'll see what that is. But it's everything's b'schus. Everything's b'schus avos. Look at this amazing quote that he has in footnote 824. First he quotes from the Adaras Eliyahu, which is the Gra's commentary on Chumash. He writes, Yadua ki yetzias mitzrayim hai b'schus Avram. V'halichas hamidbar al yedei z'chus Yitzchak. Kivush eret Yisrael al yedei Yaakov. Interesting. So much to think about there. We left Mitzrayim b'schus Avram. Avram is Amuna. Yes, Mitzrayim, Pesach, Yom Tov Amuna, Matzah, Meifod, Memnusa. We went through the Midbar, Zuchos Yitzchak. Conquered Eretz Yisrael in the matter of Yaakov. And then he quotes the Groz Perish, Ashir Ashirim. And right after that, where he quotes from his Perish on Chad Gadiah, he has an amazing quote here. Look at this quote. Klal Gadol Etzleinu. We have a major principle. Shekol HaTovos Shehayu V'Shiyu Yu'od. All the goodness we ever experienced and we will experience. Bein volam haza, bein volam haba, es kulam yirashnu me'avoseinu. It was all transmitted to us, b'schus avos. Everything we have is b'schus avos, be'es sheberach Yitzchak es Yaakov. When we made it through from Avram to Yitzchak to Yaakov, we had a chazaka that can never be taken away. And without those brachos, v'luli ha'brachos, chisarnu es hakol, v'akol hayu le'esav. If Esav would have won that, that's high stakes. If Esav would have somehow gotten the brachos, it would have undone everything. So Baruch Hashem, we were able to get to level 3, so to speak, the schus avos. Now, of course, all of this is merum is in the pasuk, because we said that when Yaakov, in Perachav Tes, comes to the well, what does he see? He sees three flocks of sheep that are sitting there by the well, now, which is interesting. What do you mean, Yaakov saw three flocks of sheep, and the three flocks correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So the answer is yes, even though it's kind of funny. Yaakov is almost looking at himself. But there's no question that the notion of three by the well, right, is very much connected to this. Or maybe we'll see there's going to be a three of opposition. We'll see what that is. Well, Kamosha Amru, like it says when Yosef interprets the dreams, Uvegefen Shlosha Srigim, from the vine there were three branches, Elu Shloshas Avos. Chazal interpret that to mean it refers to the three Avos. And he sees, what does he see from those vines? He sees that grapes are growing, v'hi keforachas al-sanitza. He sees that it's sprouting and it's blossoming. So in other words, once you have the three avos in place, everything can sprout from there. Geula can sprout from there. But of course, there's an Evan HaGadayla, al-pi ha-be'er. Ki min ha-be'er, v'chulu, the be'er, of course, is where they draw the water from. However, continues the pasuk, v'ha-evan gadol al-pi ha-be'er. What is the Evan gadol al-pi ha-be'er? The Evan, in the writings of Chazal, and the Gra brings many other examples of this notion, the Evan is the one who Evan Negef Yetzirah. And Evan Negef means a stumbling block. What gets in the way? What stops us from being able to tap into Torah, into Shabbos, into Tzaddikim, into Beis HaMikdash? There's a blockage. And of course, that's what the Navi Yecheskel, really one of my favorite psukim, such a beautiful image, right? V'hasiroisi es leiv ha'evan. The Navi Yecheskel says what? A time will come when we're going to remove the rock that's sitting on top of our hearts. Right? We're going to remove the lev ha'evan. We're going to remove the heart of stone. And we're going to be restored to a heart of flesh. And then it becomes automatic. Right? You just have to uncover the well. And then all the water is there. It's all there. It's a makor mayim chayim. But the blockage is so significant that sometimes you feel like, we don't know how to remove, we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to do it. That's what the shepherd sold Yaakov Avinu.
Is the fact that Negev is the same thing as Geffen connected to...
Could be. I don't know. Negev versus Geffen. Interesting. Didn't think of it. Okay. Could be. Could be. Interesting thought. All right. Let's turn to the top of the next page. So they told Yaakov Avinu, V'nes v'shama kol ha'adarim. When all of the flocks gather, then we'll be able to do something. Ki ein ha-geula ba ela ad sheyizkor bris shloshes avos. There cannot be geula until we understand that we come, that we are the hemshech. That even though it seems in time and space that we're very far away from the avos, we're not far from them at all. We carry their DNA inside of us. Not just our biological DNA, our spiritual DNA comes from the Avos. It's Yerusha, the spiritual Yerusha. Ki ain a geula, but right, the geula can't come again until we recall, until we tap into the Zchus Avos. Kamo shenamar, as the pasuk says, and the pasuk at the end of Chumash Vayikra, v'zacharti as v'risi Yaakov, v'af as v'risi Yitzchak, v'af as v'risi Avraham ezkor. And since this week is Yom Ha'atzmut, the next two words in the pasuk are what? Va'aret ezkor. Right? In the Sefer Eima Banam Smecha, he says, when he talks about his own appreciation for Eretz Yisrael, which he developed over time, of Teichtel, who died in the, was killed in the Holocaust. So he says, V'zacharti as v'risi Yaakov, v'af as v'risi Yitzchak, v'af as v'risi Avraham, right? Va'aret ezkor. It's almost as if Zuchus Ha'aret, the Zuchus of Eretz Yisrael, is in a sense, you know, all-encompassing, connected the Avos, even more than the Avos. A big schus. But here we're focusing on schus avos. Just had to mention that. I had a long conversation with a Jew today who's thinking about going to Eretz Yisrael next year, and I think if he does it, he'll be there forever, and I want him so badly to do it. So, Eretz Yisrael. Then we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, so make it happen. Okay, so let's see. So we have to tap into schus avos, but each one has a blockage, right? There's the sort of the collective blockage, Yetzer Hara. But then Avram had some psoles, Avram had some blockage. Yitzchak had some blockage. Yaakov had some blockage. What is that blockage? Va'inyan ki mi Avram yatzi Yishmael. Avram's psoles. Avram's blockage. Avram's klipa is what we call Yishmael. Umi Yitzchak Esav. Shein motz v'teven l'chita. Shein motz v'teven l'chita. They serve as the chaff and the straw to the wheat. To extract a wheat kernel, we're going to talk about three types of blockage. If you look in footnote 831, it quotes here from the Evan Shoema, which is a collection of the Vilna Gaon's teachings. And he writes, Kemosha betvua yesh shlosha mine psoles, just like when it comes to producing flour, to extract that wheat kernel, I have to deal with the motes, the chaff, and the tevin, the straw, and the subin, and the bran. The bran being the hardest part, because that's mixed in mamish after you've crushed up the flour, there still could be certain impurities. Kain v'Yisrael nimshalu l'tfuah, reishis tfuah, so the Navi Yirmiyah compares us to tfuah, right? V'reishis v'shul Yisrael shenikru reishis, right? First word of the Torah, this is the first Rashi, reishis tfuah, so nimtu shlosha minei psolas. So just like to get to the wheat kernel, there's different klipa, there's different husks and shells and impurities. So too, to get the purity out of Klal Yisrael, you have to deal with a Yishmael. We said that. And an Esav, we said that. We still haven't said what the third one is. What's the third one? The Erev Rav. The Erev Rav. The Erev Rav, the mixed multitudes. Those individuals who try to kind of team up with Klal Yisrael, almost making themselves, for trying to make themselves indistinguishable from authentic Jews. Erev Rav, in the writings of Chassidus and Kabbalah, writings of the Gra, is a term that's, you know, that's almost like a like the Tzar uses the term, Weimar says, you know, shade in Yehudan, right? You can have a shade, you can have a mazik, right, that comes in the form of a Yehudi. Shade in Yehudan. Jewish demons, right? Someone who looks the part and plays the part, but really they're very destructive. So you can have Erev Rav, you can have someone who walks around acting like an authentic Jew, but he's really from the mixed multitude. He's a psoles that has to be removed. He's not as obvious an enemy as a Yishmael or an Esav. He joins Klal Yisrael and says, yeah, I'm Klal Yisrael. You know? It's a nasty way to refer to, you know, someone from a different hashkafa. You call them Erev Rav. You know? They're not real Jews. Right? A Malik is associated with Erev Rav also. A Malik by Chabad, like the biggest, you know, dirty word you could say about another Jew. If someone says something and you don't like the other, you call him a Malik. It's like the ultimate... Because right? Like you look like a Jew, but you're acting like the antithesis of a Jew. So that's Erev Rav. Erev Rav is a very difficult klipa that requires a tremendous biur, tremendous refinement. It's not easy to get the soilness out of the Erev Rav. Yeah.
I guess that was kind of what I was going to ask. Is the Erev Rav like an internal thing, or also like
it's a good question.
In like the Jewish world, like another?
So I'll show you. If you look in. We didn't read it inside yet, but look at footnote 836. The Gra talks about five types of Erev Rav. Okay, you see? In the Deres Eliyahu and Devarim. Da ki yesh chamisha mine Erev Rav. There's five types of Erev Rav. And you're going to say, that doesn't sound like Erev Rav. That just sounds like people who have, you know, normal struggles. Right? But I guess normal struggles are Erev Rav. Because if you really understood that Elokai neshama shenasati b'tahorehi, that Hashem made us pure, and then we started mixing in all of this stuff, right? And sometimes, again, it's mixed in a way where it looks like it's L'shem Shemayim. So, take a look. Aleph, Bale Machlokes U'Bale Lashon Hara. Yeah, I oppose this guy because he's no good. So I could be a big Machlokes maker, I could be a big Lashon Hara Nick, right? And I could think I'm L'shem Shemayim. Or, sometimes, it's just human desires. What do you want from me, God? I'm a human being. Hey, Maroit from Acharat Taiva, Kamal Achar Znus V'Kadoma, a Bal Taiva, a person who's drawn to Znus, to immorality. Gimel, Heim HaRamayim, Shemarim Atzim Ketzadikim, Ve'ein Libam Shalim, people who act like the big tzadikim, but their hearts are not, right? Kobe, that's, you know, well, you're, the answer to your question, right? It's very sometimes very internal. The outward presentation is very nice. The inward presentation needs a lot of work. Dalit, Harod from Achar HaKavod, Ubonim Charvos Lamo, La'asos Lam Shem. They build all sorts of, you know, edifices to enhance their own reputation and honor. And number five, Harod Fim Achar HaMamon, a person who chases after money. V'heim Nikram Amalekim, V'ein Ben David Ba'at She'yavar Min Olam. This is a form of Amalek. Amalek also sometimes works in a very, you know, deceptive, manipulative type of way. So this is like a Jewish Amalek, you know? It's a very scary thought. It's an enemy that's sometimes very hard to identify. And again, after you've crushed up the flour, the bran, which clings to the kernel of wheat, can sometimes be mixed in so finely that it's very hard to distinguish and to separate. Okay, so let's go back up top. So Avram has Yishmael. Yitzchak has an Esav. So that refers to Shehein Mot V'Tevin L'chita. That's like the chaff and the straw, which again are the more obvious parts that this is not the edible part of the wheat. Kamoshakasa Barayim Mehemna Parshas Mishpatim, as it says in the Raya Mehemna section of the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim, Umisitra Ditvuos Chamisha Mine Nahama. From the side, Sitra means the side, from the side of Tvua, from the side of grain, right? In other words, in the world of grain, there are Chamisha Mine Nahama. Now, a little typo here, Nahama with an Aleph. Nahama with a hey makes this line very hard to understand. Nahama, in Aramaic, with an aleph, means bread. And the Zohar talks about Nahama de chisufa, embarrassing bread. Our whole life is about embarrassing bread. Why didn't Hashem just give us olam haba? Why did Hashem have to send me to this world to earn it? Because when you earn it, as opposed to getting a handout, you feel much better about yourself. So the tzaddikim say, based on Pnimius Torah, that the reason we were sent, one of the reasons Hashem put us in this world of great opposition is that when we struggle and we achieve l'fum tzara agra, in accordance with the pain is the gain, and then it's not nahama dichisufa, it's not embarrassing bread. It's not a person going to the soup kitchen because he doesn't have anything to eat. On the one hand, that's great. Someone else is taking care of my needs. On the other hand, it's embarrassing that he feels that he doesn't have of his own. Okay? So from the side of tfua, there are five types of bread. And again, the chamisha mina dagan, right? Chita, saora, I'm getting stuck on the shivas aminim. Chita, saora, what is it? Shibola, shual, what are the five? Shifon, I'm missing one. Wheat, barley. No, the five.
Oh, types of grain.
Five types of grain. Wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats. Yeah? Yeah, he quotes it in the fifth line of the footnotes. Chita, Saora, Kusemes, Shibola, Shual, and Shifon. Yeah. Okay, and look there in the Zohar, Ad Bini B'chori Yisrael. Somehow the process of extracting the kernel of wheat from the chaff, right? And again, the five types of grain, maybe. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to be my eye into this passage in the Zohar, so I don't really know what it talks about there. Maybe that's something with the five parts of the soul. I have no idea. But the point is that somehow, B'nai B'chori Yisrael, the Jewish people emerge Right? We are the fine flour that emerges after getting through all of the husks and all of the external elements and impurities. Vizesha shal esav la'aviv. And this is very sharp. Says the Gra, this is what we know, we find in the Medrash, in Bereishis Rabba, Rashi quotes it, that Esav would ask his father, Tati. And Esav, in a certain sense, is Erev Rav. I want to be careful about this because we're making three categories: Yishmael, Esav, and Erev Rav. But on a certain level, Esav is a shtickle Erev Rav because, as all the tzaddikim explain, and we see it from Chazal themselves, right? Esav pretended kitzayid bepiv. He was very deceptive with his speech. He played a very frum guy, so frum that he used to ask questions. Tati, how do you take miser from the tevin, from the straw? You don't take miser from straw. How do you take miser from salt? You don't take miser from salt. But he looked like he was so zoy machmir, you know. How do you take miser from tevin? But what it's hinting to is Esav is sort of saying, he's trying to kind of position himself. He knows that he's tevin. He knows that he's the part that's supposed to be, you know, discarded. He's the garbage. He's the psolas. But he wants to be made into miser. Miser is the part that's designated for kedusha, right? The miser that has an added holiness to it. Shiratza gam la'aser ha'tevin shu Esav. All right, he wants to again make a miser to make something holy out of the tevin, which is Esav. Ve'ein ben David ba'achi is bar min ha'umos. And therefore, ben David Mashiach, again that kernel, that beautiful, sustaining kernel of wheat, cannot emerge until it comes out, until it frees itself from the nations of the world. As David HaMelech says at the beginning of Tehillim, Vayihiyu kemot asher tidfenu ruach. Like the motes, like the chaff that is blown away by the wind. We have to be able to find the kernel and get rid of the psolas. Lachein yavo shnei mashichim shein dar gadavim v'yitzchak. And therefore we have two mashiachs, corresponding to Avram, corresponding to Yitzchak, and they come, vayivaru motz v'teven. And they come, so to speak, to create a bureau, a clarification, a purification of the chaff and the straw. But we're not there yet. Now, this is an amazing line. I don't know what the Gra means by this. Because I thought after Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, the two Mashiachim, I thought that them were there. Mashiach ben David is the end. Right? And he's saying, no, that only deals with the first two problems, namely Esav and Yishmael. V'adayin einam yecholim. But we're not yet there. Achetizbar hasubin min hakemach. In other words, we have to defeat. It's a scary idea. These can be very dangerous ideas for Achdus and Avas Yisrael. But essentially, we have to defeat the bad guys, Esav and Yishmael. We have to first free ourselves from Western culture and militant Islam, right? Christianity and Islam. Right? We have to return the world to a Torah society, but then within that Torah society, it sounds like we have to do the Tikkun of Yaakov, which is connected to Erev Rav. In other words, the same way, as the Gra is about to allude to, the same way that when we left Mitzrayim, not all the Jewish people got to go out. Some Jews were left behind. So similarly, after sort of removing the obvious psolas, we have to refine ourselves even further. Adayin einam yecholim achetizbar hasubin min hakemach. We have to remove the bran from the flour. Sheim dveikim b'chita mod, and they cling to each other very, very much. It's not so easy, that type of sifting. V'heim erev rav, sheim psolas misitra de Yaakov. Kama shekasa b'raya mehemna, like it says in the Zohar. So again, we have Avram is Yishmael, Yitzchak is Esav, and then Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, who all of his children are good. Mitaso Shlema, the 12 Shvatim, they weren't perfect, they had their issues, they got into fights. Right? But at the end of the day, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Huda, V'chulu, they're all tzaddikim. We have to be careful that we need to refine ourselves and free ourselves from the psolas of Yaakov, which doesn't come from within Yaakov, it comes from the outside. It comes from outsiders who are trying to position themselves, to work their way in. To blend in. And it's a very delicate type of mirror that has to take place to identify those slight imperfections. Right? That which looks holy, but is really, you know, not. So now we're back in Parshas Vayetze. So there's this big rock on top of the well. I want to draw from the wellsprings of what? Of holiness. But there's an Evan Gedola. And all of the blockage is rooted right? All of it. Whether you call it Yishmael, you call it Esav, you call it Erev Rav. It's all rooted in that Evan Gedola, which is what? The Evan Negev, the stumbling block of all of humanity. Targets us in particular, the Yetzer Hara. But once we get to Yaakov, and Yaakov does his tikkun, and Yaakov finds his strength, Vayigash Yaakov, Yaakov can approach the well, and he doesn't need anyone's help, Vayogel es ha'even, and he rolls off the rock, Vizeo ha'birur, and this is the birur, top of page Samach Zayin, Batel ba'avonosenu harab in begalus, this birur is lacking in galus, we feel that we are weighed down, and therefore Yechezkel is saying, please, hasirayis yaslev ha'even, Hashem, you roll off the stone on our hearts. That we live in a time again where there's a lot of lack of clarity. Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? Sometimes it's very hard to distinguish. Right? The Erev Rav clings very strongly, like the bran which mixes in with the flour. Ha'adarim, who are these flocks? Alize gavaseich. Like the Navi Tzafanya says, Alize gavaseich v'zeu. Batlu hatoichnos ki me'etu, that the grinders are batel because they are few. In other words, there aren't so many people today who know how to get the real good flour. There's a lot mixed in. Alize gaiva sech, like the Navi Sefania says. There's a lot of what? There's a lot of gaiva, which gives us the impression that we're doing great and we don't have the humility to be self-reflective. And there are few who know how to really grind the wheat. Right? If there's no kemach, there's no Torah. What does that mean? Shadayin asubin davak b'chita. That the ksubin, that the brand still clings to the kernel of wheat, v'zeu kol agalus. And just trying to shake off the things that cling to us the most. Some things are obvious. Some enemies are obvious. Right? But sometimes you become so used to something that you don't even realize that it's a problem. It just becomes one with you. It's like Erev Rav. It clings in a deep way. Sheyu begalusa, achi yizbar b'shloshes yimei ha'afela. Then the grass is something you're very scary. Just like there were 3 days of darkness on the way out of Mitzrayim when 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died, so too the grass is saying that in the final tikkun before Mashiach comes is going to be a corresponding 3 days of deep darkness, and there's going to be a tikkun of the sinners of Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says in Hosea, "Hinei anochi mifatel." Behold, I will. I mean, coax with my words. V'holachtia hamidbar, and I will lead into the wilderness. What does that mean? V'sham. In other words, Hashem is going to kind of call all of us in, convince us to come after, and some of us are going to, you know, go out to the desert and never return, so to speak. V'sham yivaru v'yamusu kol rishei Yisrael. If you look in footnote 846, he quotes the Medrash Lekach Tov on Shir HaShirim that says, "B'shal shabo Moshe ligol as Yisrael meisu kol rishei Yisrael b'shloshes yimei afeila v'chein la'asid." When Moshe came to redeem the Jewish people, so what happened? During the 3 days of darkness, the sinners of Israel died. And so too in the future. Right? Not everyone's going to be zeicha to Mashiach. Hashem is going to have to drive out those who are not sincere. All right. We'll work it out.
What does that have to do with the gaiva?
Because that's how you become, the gaiva clings to a person that he doesn't even realize his impurities. Again, there's things that are obvious, right? But then a person becomes a Balgaiva in such a way that he doesn't even realize how much bran is mixed in. Himself. He sees his Torah, yeah. He sees his Torah. My Torah is so pure. Look a little closer. If you wouldn't be so full of yourself, you would notice there's a lot of parts that are not ideal, right? And that's a much more nuanced type of tikkun and biror. V'zeu shenamar, next paragraph. V'zeu shenamar, utzeraftim kitzreif esakesef. So this is the idea that the Nabi Zechariah talks about, the refining of silver and gold. So utzeraftim kitzreif esakesef. I will refine them like one refined silver, misitra da Avraham. uvechantim kivchon esazav, and I will again purify further and refine like one purifies gold. That's misitrut yitzchak yadua. Vehu yomar Hashem Elokai, and then they will say Hashem is my God. Misitrut Yaakov. In other words, there has to be refining and more refining and more refining. Right? It's so much a part of Sfiras HaOmer. Right? Working through step of making sure, checking each, has my chesed sheba chesed, has my gvura sheba chesed, has my tiferes sheba chesed. Checking each of the steps of my soul. Vizeu shenemar vayishkon Yisrael betach, badad ein Yaakov. Vayishkon Yisrael betach, the Jewish people will dwell in safety and security. Badad alone, Ein Yaakov. Rashi says here, what does the word Ein mean? Rashi on Chumash says Ein is Ke'ein, just like. Ein means like. Rashi gives the example of the mun. The mun was what? What does it say about the mun? It was Ein HaBedoylach, or something like that. It was Ke'ein HaBedoylach. It was like crystal. So Ein is like Ke'ein, similar to. So the Jewish people will dwell in safety and security alone. And the type of alone that is what? That is Ke'ein Yaakov. Like the alone of Yaakov. A holy type of aloneness. Right? A holy type of oneness. As opposed to what? What do you mean Ein Yaakov? As opposed to Ein Ho? As opposed to Ke'ein what? As opposed to the loneliness of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Echa Yashva Badad. That's also alone. That's an alone that's very broken. The Ein Yaakov is what? Is the Vayiskav Hashem Levado, right? And the Yaakov Levado. Right? Okay, Yaakov, fine. That Levado seemed a little rough. Yalvik Yishimo, right? Viniskav Hashem Levado, yeah? Vayivasar Yaakov Levado. Because I'll make a link between those two Levados. Just like Hashem is one, Yaakov also is one. So we're going to get to a point where there's nothing left other than Klal Yisrael. We're going to have gone through all of the tikkunim, and we're going to reach a state of yichud, right? Of purity, of oneness. It's not going to be a loneliness. It's going to be a badad. It's where the Jewish people are going to be one and only ones in the world. We're put on that pedestal of perfection.
Why is it saying that Yaakov is alone? That he's in his own category
because when we get to level three, so to speak, right? We've removed all of the impurity. Shumenukim bitavlul odak shavayin. Right? When the Navi Yechezkel describes the disqualifications for a Kohen, right? So some of the disqualifications are some type of growth in the eye, strange, right? Marami's to, again, it's physical illness or mum, right? But it's also a perspective, right? A growth in the eye means that I'm seeing things in a crooked way. Right? Even though I think what I'm seeing, I think I know what I'm seeing. But my eye is messed up. That's why I'm not seeing properly. Shehein ta'arov es Yisrael be'erevrav. So that final tikkun, that more detailed tikkun of being able to see things exactly the way they really are, that's the ultimate goal. Shehein ta'arov es Yisrael be'erevrav. That's where the real mixing takes place. Again, Esav is not one of us. Yisrael is not one of us. It's easier to identify. Erevrav means the mixed multitude. They mix in with us. Al Eretz Dagon v'Sirosh Shiyazbaru, that there's going to be again a further birur of Dagon and Tirosh, of both grain and wine, and he says v'chein yain kmo shekasa b'ray mehemna. The idea of wine also in the Zohar is associated with the Erev Rav. Specifically, the Zohar says yain nesach, right? The type of wine that idolaters pour for idolatrous practices. So we're going to refine, we're going to have good, pure wine, like the wine that's brought, what, for the Nesachim, on the Mizbeach, in Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have the bread, we're going to have, so to speak, the pure grain, to be able to bring offerings to Hashem. That's what we're working on. That's what we're trying to get to on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem. Okay? V'nemar Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso. And that's why it says at the end of the Torah, in Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis, V'Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso. Yaakov is the portion of Hashem's inheritance. A chevel, of course, sounds also like the word chevel means a rope. Ayin Rashi. Rashi explains, Shu chevel niftal b'shlosha avos, like a rope that is tied, made up of three strands. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And when you have such a strong and heavy rope, Ein yachol en liglo even me'al pia be'er, Ad Yaakov chavon achalaso b'shlosha. Right? Until you have a strong rope, and a strong rope is, again, using Kohelis as mashal, a three-ply cord is not easily severed. There's a chazaka. So with a strong rope, you're able to what? To pull the rock off of the off of the well. And that's why Yaakov, who represents kind of that third rope, is able on his own to remove the rock from the well. So now, nice and simple, says the girl, let's go back to our Agadata. V'zeu sha'amru islan vera. We have a well. What does that mean? Shaba'er nafach lahem bedabra. But our well is found in the field. Ha ha ha, said philosophers of Athens. It's a be'er basada. It's an ace of ish sada. It's been removed from the world of Yaakov Yishtam Yoshiv Olim. And we challenge you, v'zeu sha'amru aisi lamasa. We challenge you to try to bring it to what? To bring it to the city, bring it to the town. Sha'atem omrim sha'adayim atem dveikim b'kutsh v'richu. You Jews claim. The Romans laughing at the ruins of Churban Bayis Sheni. You Jews claim that God is still with you, but we don't see how that's true. Imkein aisu lamasa. So why is there no success in the town? Why is Yerushalayim not rebuilt? Why is everything taking place in the Dabra? Why is the world of the field, the world of Esav? Why does that seem to dominate? Where is the Ish Yoshev Olim? Where is the Ir David, Hutzion? Sheyashva Badad Ha'ir Achshav. Right now, the city is Badad, not in the Ein Yaakov, in the Ke'en Yaakov way, in the Holy One, this type of way. But now the city is what? Eicha Yashva Badad. Beginning of the saddest book in Tanakh. That's where we're holding. So what do you Jews think? Why are you pretending God still has an interest in you? So he says back to them a very sharp answer. What does he say back to them? I'm happy to bring the well back to the city if you can make a rope out of bran. Right? Who's the bran? They're the bran. Amar lahem, afshilu li, make for me chavle mipari. Make me a rope out of bran. In other words, I have the rope. I have the real rope. The real rope is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. That's the chazaka, that's the strong rope. Right? And that rope is also a rope that's lowered down through all the generations that we can hold on to. Right? Yaakov Chavel Nachalot, grab onto the rope. But unfortunately, right, if there's going to be bran, so to speak, mixed in, then it's going to compromise the strength of the rope. And you're the bran. You Romans, you're the problem. Right? As soon as Hashem is ready to remove you, you're going to see, we're going to have no problem getting the well back to its place. But right now, it's your presence being mixed in that's messing things up. Va'oz aile. If you could make a rope out of bran, if you could show me that it's possible to do such a thing, so then maybe we can include you in some way. But obviously, we can't include you. We need to get rid of you. V'zeu sha'amru, that's what the Gemara says in Psachim. The Gemara says, Pare b'beisa, if there's bran in the home, aniyusa b'beisa. It causes poverty. What type of poverty? Ein ki ein ani ela b'das. If there's too much Western culture in your mind, right? So that means there's too much bran in your kemach. And if ein kemach, ein Torah. The ultimate form of poverty, like the Gemara says in the Darim, is a lack of mindfulness. So it's your brand. It's you're the impurity that's stopping us from producing pure Torah. My anios the Torah. Torah. So essentially, Yeshua is saying it's your ideas which are stopping us, moving us away, and that's why it appears that the well has been moved out to the field, right? But of course, as the Jewish people return in a strong way to Torah, we'll remove that bran once and for all, and it'll be very natural to get back to the wellsprings, which were always there. They're just a little bit buried right now. They're buried under your impurities. So Arulei, so they said back to him, Umi'ika the mefasha chavle mifare, is it possible to fashion a rope out of bran? Ratzalomar mi yachalzeh, who's able to do such a thing? Amar lehem, good. Umi'ika the maisi bira midara lamasa. Is it possible to move a well, right, from the field to the city? Look at the final footnote, 863.
The
that until we get the bran out of our life, it's impossible to build the Beis HaMikdash. But essentially, I think part of what he's saying is that, yes, it looks like the well has been taken to the field, right? But the truth is the Rambam paskins, the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash remains in its place till this day. Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Hashas V'Kitchel Hashid Lavo. In other words, there's a perception that you've kidnapped Beis HaMikdash. And you're making it seem as if there's no way for us to get it back because you're still here. But you'll see eventually the bran will also be removed. It'll get its tikkun, like the chaff and the straw, like the Yishmael and the Esav. And then eventually we'll get rid of the Erev Rav. We'll have a pure, holy Klal Yisrael. And we'll come back to Beis HaMikdash. I'll just end. I mentioned one of the shiurim before Pesach. Most of you didn't hear it. But there was a story that's told by the Bendina Rav in his Sefer Yechahin Pe'er. The whole story, Jack, you remember the story with the guy in the marketplace and he was shechting. Every time he shechted, he was a kosher animal. And he met Eliyahu HaNavi. He said, ask Eliyahu HaNavi why Mashiach's not here. And he answered him, essentially, that the four exiles correspond to the four questions of Manish Tama. What's the fourth question of Manish Tama? Shevachole leilos anu ochlin bein yoshvin ubein mesubin halay lezek hulanu mesubin. We learned tonight that subin, right, doesn't just mean mesubin leaning, subin is bran. So the reason, the blockage of this fourth and final galus, and that's part of the answer, that, I mean, he said it a little differently there, but he said, Eliyahu HaNavi basically said to him, it's the subin, it's the certain impurity, it's a nuanced type of impurity that Klal Yisrael has to deal with in order to bring the gula. So we should be zochet to unclog whatever's blocking our wellsprings of emuna, of kedusha, connection to the avos, connection to each other, connection to Beis HaMikdash. We should be zochet to come back to Yerushalayim, move the well back to the capital city. All right, make it from our first one. 4 minutes. Shkoyach.